All right, what do we do now? Last time Greg Scalzo was here in studio in the Gruber Law Offices, One Call That's All Studios with us.
Should I be nervous?
I mean, you were. I thought you might be, because last time you interacted with Greg Scalzo, you were nervous. Greg Scalzo, market manager here for Milwaukee and GKB, former host of Scalzo and Brust, who is, he's all of our boss. Like, he's the man in charge.
Well, you guys don't default to negative when a situation arises?
I usually don't, no.
You stay positive?
Yeah. I mean, like, I don't think we've ever had a conversation where you've had to feel nervous or like something negative was coming, have we?
Put it this way. When I got the tap on the shoulder in a team meeting room and Holmgren wants to see me, I didn't go, oh, it's got to be something great I did last night. Yeah, that just doesn't happen.
So you're hanging out. We'll get to some Packer stuff in a little bit.
But, yes.
But, you know, typical Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, we're not exactly on time right now. So I want to make sure. So what do we have going on here? This seems pretty exciting. The reason you're actually here today to announce something.
Yeah, today we're really excited to be announcing the formation of Bucks Plus. It's going to be it's going to be the first of its kind audio platform that's going to be direct to consumer, a partnership between us here at Good Karma Brands and the Milwaukee Bucks. Milwaukee Bucks, obviously very innovative when it comes to professional sports teams. The industry, especially the professional sports industry, is going more towards direct to consumer offerings. And the Bucks are now at the forefront of this. We've spent pretty much the last year sort of working on what the infrastructure of this platform will be. And we're excited to announce that it's going to be coming out here in the spring of 2024. It's an audio platform for Bucks fans where you're going to be able to get short form content like 6-minute game recaps called Bucks and Six, which Greg Matzik's already doing right now. So they've got a West Coast trip coming up end of the month. If you fall asleep in the first quarter, you can wake up the next day, catch all the action in 6 minutes. We're working on long form episodic podcasts to be able to tell some of those meaningful stories in and around those Bucks, the Bucks organization, focused on the players, focused on what's happened here over the last 50 years of Bucks basketball, right? And so more to come as far as what other podcasts are going to be launched. We're going to have one called The Here District with some of the biggest guests in the NBA nationally, really focusing in week to week on what's going on with this Bucks team, and take advantage of the unique access that we get in partnering with the Milwaukee Bucks and the stories that we're able to collaborate on and tell together. So excited to make the announcement today. We'll be hiring an editor in chief to sort of lead the charge as far as what the vision is, what the content is of the platform, and then looking forward to launching that this spring.
So in terms of the launch dates, how people can consume this, just kind of stay tuned to Good Karma Brand stations, whether it's ESPN Milwaukee, WTMJ, for specifics on that, and if somebody's interested in the editor in chief job as well.
Yeah, so for first off, launch date still up in the air, right? When you're telling these stories, you don't know exactly where it's going to take you or how long it's going to take to do it right. We want to make sure that we do it right. But certainly here in the spring, so over the next few months, we'll be launching it. When it comes to the platforms, it's going to be available wherever people can access podcasts. But it's also going to be really heavily promoted on Bucks.com, the Bucks app, Wisconsin On Demand, all of our GKB platforms. And then again, if you're, as I am, sort of an Apple Podcast listener, you're going to be able to get it right there and subscribe to that platform, or subscribe to the platform, wherever you listen to your podcast. So yes, stay tuned. We're going to be promoting this as we get closer and closer to launch. You're going to be hearing it from us across all of our channels. You're going to be hearing it as well from the Bucks as we get closer and closer to that point.
That's perfect for me. It's like Cliff Notes. 6 minutes, and you get a full wrap of the game.
Full wrap of the game. Always on 6 minutes. You're going to be able to hear the highlights, sort of the overall arc of the game. And then, the long-form episodic stuff is going to be like 30 for 30 podcasts. You saw the last dance on TV. Well, if you're a huge podcast listener, as we know, more and more people are really getting into audio consumption. You're going to be able to listen to some really, really cool stories that we're looking forward to tell.
Are you going to be able to handle this on your own, big guy, or is somebody going to be accused of app arrogance when you can't figure out how to download that first
Bucks? You guys point me in the right direction. I've actually talked to the wife, and I think I should take a computer class of some sort online just to teach me the basics.
That sounds like a series here on Jay and Gabe.
Yeah. I mean, after the 64-year-old last week said, yeah, I know how to set up email, kind of felt stupid. So
it's kind of a wake-up call for
baby
you.
Baby steps, yeah.
A little wake-up
call. No, but that sounds perfect for me.
Yeah, it's
6 minutes. Ooh, let's talk Bucks.
Chewy can handle 6 minutes of Bucks talk before he pivots back to football. Speaking of which, Greg, most impressive thing that caught your eye of the Packers' turnaround going from 2-5 to now being in the playoffs?
Matt LaFleur. I think that anybody who questioned sort of the toughness that he had, the ability for him to pull that team together, Chew, you know what it's like better than anybody when the ball's rolling one way downhill and the, you know, losing can be contagious and the stench of losing. For him to be able to turn that around with this young team, I think a huge credit to him. Obviously, Jordan Love, right? I think a lot of people expect him to be good. You didn't know how good he was going to be. What he's done is really impressive. I'm not putting the Hall of Fame tag on him quite yet like Joshy DiMaggio is, but I think he's going to be a really good quarterback in the NFL. But to me, it's all about Matt LaFleur. And Josh, we got to give a little credit to Aaron Rodgers, right, for helping to groom Jordan Love to the quarterback that he's become.
The only person who deserves credit is Mark in New Berlin, the original guy on the Jordan Love train.
Have we heard from him?
He did call in to gloat last week.
Good. I'm glad.
How long did he have to wait?
3 years.
Greg, we appreciate it. Excited for Bucks Plus.
Thanks, Jay Gabe and Chewy.
Wildy and Tausch react to the Packers' win. They're in the playoffs. Wildy and Tausch next.